Morning. We're taking Chayotim, Chal Amadalad, Redenda Siman Beis. Now, already in the beginning of Siman Beis, he started discussing the proper time to daven Marav, because the fact that Kriya Shema is to be said only after Zezik HaChavim, even if you're going to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, you can daven Marav from Plaga Menchen onwards, but Kriya Shema needs specifically what's halachically definitely liable. So not only is from Plaga Menchen onwards unacceptable, but even Benish Moshes is unacceptable. You have to wait until Zezik HaChavim. In the next Simonim, in Gimel Dalet and Hey, the Chayyadim is going to continue to deal with, like, what's the proper procedure to do to daven Marav? Because we have this conflict, people were davening Marav early, and Kriyasha really should be said later, so how should we deal with that? So he continues and says, at the end of Siman Beis, Vashah Hirish HaMispalo Marav Bismanav B'tzibur. Fortunate is a person, excuse me, was able to get a tzibur which davens Marav Bismanoi, so now he can fulfill Tefillah B'tzibur, and Marav Bismanoi, so fortunate is a person that has that reality. You have to remember that before the time of the artificial streetlights, the streetlights that we have, which are the artificial light of the streetlights, at nighttime it's extremely dark, and it wasn't safe for multiple reasons, and therefore people would hesitate to be davening Marav like that late time. You're living in a city, and there's a lot of people there, and so maybe you feel more safe. And then, you know, you take a lantern and you walk. So people would not necessarily do that. So fortunate is a person that's able to get that situation. Baruch Hashem, we live in a generation where we have the ability to go out at nighttime in a safe way. And therefore, there are many tefillahs minyanim for Marav, v'darav Marav v'zmanoi. And therefore, it really is appropriate for a person to prefer to daven Marav v'zmanoi unless he has some type of a doichik. A person should really wait till the zman to daven Marav and not daven Marav early. One of the reasons why there's minyanim which daven early is we're afraid that we're not going to be able to gather a tzibur again later. And that's one of the terim that the Rishonim say to be soimach on, to do it like a regular basis, like that. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, there are minyanim which daven later, and there's tziburim which gather together later. So it's hard to have a very strong, valid right to daven early unless a person has a doichik, which would force him to daven early. So Ashra Ish, that he does so. The Vilna Gaon actually, Bir Lacher brings to the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says that he feels it's better to daven Marav Bismanoi at the Tzitzik HaChavim, even if it means forgoing having a tzibur. Now you see that the Rishonim didn't do that. They did daven Marav early. And the Tosfos talks about this issue because you would not be able to gather a tzibur later. Tosfos adds the second reason, that there were amaratzim, that if they wouldn't daven together with the tzibur, they wouldn't necessarily be knowledgeable enough to be able to daven by themselves. So for those people, it was kedai to make a marav early, and therefore they continued and they made the marav early and everybody davened there as well, because once you have the tzibur, they did like that. So there was a second consideration, but according to the Gra, any individual person who has the ability to daven Marav by himself, he felt even if at the expense of losing tefillah b'tzibur, a person should do so. Again, that's not the opinion of the Rishonim, but the Bir Lachat is bringing that to give an indication of how chamer this issue of davening Marav bizmanah really is. So, Chayotim continues in Siman Gimel, and he says, basically a repetition of what we said until now, so he feels that, not like we just said from the Gra, that if the tzibur is davening early, that mile of tefillah b'tzibur is compelling, you should daven with them. And you'll say Kriya Shema again later on. The Mishabura says that this heter to do that, really, that what you're saying, that means a person theoretically might have an option of davening later, but he says he should daven with them. That's only if you daven mincha on that day before plag, Mishabura says. But if on that day you daven mincha after plag, and you're davening marav early, after, also during that time slot, that's not acceptable. Now, what the shul's trying to do, Mr. Burr, we did mention, Mr. Burr says, at least, even though they're being makel on this, at least they should make sure that the marav is after shkia. Some shuls will try and wait even longer if they can have a little bit of learning in between, which that's a mile of having learning out of itself. But you gain, if you wait long enough, you at least possibly gain that you're after Ben Hashemoshes according to some type of a consideration of how to calculate Ben Hashemoshes. According to Moshe's calculation, Ben Hashemoshes in the New York area, theoretically, after 9 minutes, maybe you're post the first calculation of Ben Hashemoshes. So if you finish Maariv, finish Mincha, and then you learn it for a few minutes, and you start Maariv, it's possible you're starting Maariv. 9 minutes after Shkia, it's even, maybe there's an argument to say that even if you will not get to the beginning of Maariv, but during Ben Hashemoshes, you'll get to Shmoneh Esrei, which that's the primary element by the time you get to Ben Hashemoshes. So maybe that's an argument as well. That's what the Minyanim Trayim do. Preferably, a person doesn't. If the person does not need to, a person should daven Maariv at a later minyan and not daven the Minyanim which daven immediately post Shkia. Have a good day.